Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. So today I'm going to talk about how to leverage the internal expertise of your bankers to drive external impact. So when you're looking at your community development services program and you want to take it to the next level, I have some ideas for you. I don't want you to underestimate the pool of resources that is within your organization. Your bank is likely full of subject matter experts that can enhance your community development services and even build out a new external partnership. While banks employ mortgage officers and lenders and retail team members, there's also more expertise within your bank, like legal, compliance, IT, HR, that are poised to serve as well. The employee's technical expertise is a core business function and therefore can be redeployed under the provision of financial services to support community development services. So maybe that means your marketing department can do a short project, one-time service to create a social media strategy for a local nonprofit. You know, so you're really kind of thinking about these experts in your bank and you're looking at, well, what could they do pro bono or what can they volunteer their time with local entities to further support them? So here's some examples. Compliance. So your compliance team members are very skilled at managing risk. So maybe a local nonprofit organization wants to host, let's say, a consumer protection workshop for the people that they serve. You know, compliance has a lot of background on this and can provide a workshop in partnership with the nonprofit around fraud prevention or financial exploitation of elders and really try to support and protect our more fragile community. So our compliance department has a lot to share there. Of course, human resources, right? There might be workforce development programs in your local communities. Maybe they'll give interview tips or resume prep. There's so many different ways that our HR teams can partner with local nonprofits to either support their operations or support some of their mission-based work with individuals. Then you could look at marketing. As I mentioned, maybe a local nonprofit that primarily serves low to moderate income people need a new marketing plan or need to shore up their social media. So many different ways that your marketing team can serve that nonprofit organization. So consider them as well. IT, oh boy, I know they're busy and under a lot of stress and, you know, there's not enough time in the day, but IT is definitely a area that we can redeploy through service to local nonprofit organizations because maybe they need to look at the security around their platform, or maybe they want to leverage technology to further serve their constituency. So there's so many different ways that your IT department might be willing to serve and to support with software, hardware, and all the different things. So consider your IT team as well. Even accounting, what? Your accounting or controllers division, they could possibly help a local nonprofit that serves primarily low to moderate income people and small businesses. How to manage their internal controls, because that's so important, right? There's so many different ways that they might be able to support a nonprofit, maybe to help them with cash flow or set up a new bookkeeping system. So many different opportunities there. And of course, legal. They can provide some pro bono legal work, review contracts, and support your local nonprofit organization. So really, the sky's the limit. You have such a broad range of expertise within your bank. So consider redeploying that to further serve nonprofit organizations that primarily serve low to moderate income people and small businesses, to further up-level your community development services. I hope that's helpful. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.